The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I say to be a night you never forget in Jesus' name. Quickly, we have two sessions, and I'll take the first session in the next few minutes before we go into the final session for the night. Open your Bibles with me to Psalm 124 from verse 1 all through to the end. Psalm 124 from verse 1 all through to the end. The Bible says, if it had not been the Lord who had been on our side, may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare. Our soul is escaped. Yes. Go on, please, to the last verse. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and the earth. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Also, open with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 8. I'll be reading verse 10. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 10. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is for us. Also in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. And the title of the two sessions that I'll be taking tonight is The Lord is on our side. Somebody shout, the Lord is on our side. Our God is a God who is always on our side. In Psalm 124 verse 1, the Bible says, if it had not been the Lord who was with us, who was on our side, what were we going to say? If it has not been God who sustained you and I, where will we be today? If it has not been God that kept us throughout the year, what will our situation be today? What will our condition be today? And in this appreciation session, I want your heart to be glued to God and to think of his numerous blessings. What is the implication of God on our side? Number one implication is that he has been our defense throughout the year. Do I have a witness in the house this evening? I say he has been a defense to us throughout the year. In Isaiah 54 verse 17, Isaiah 54 verse 17, the Bible speaking there, that there is no weapon that is formed against you that can prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. That is, weapons might have been formed against you, but God did not allow them to prosper. I would say they will come in one way and they will flee in seven ways. God himself has been our defense. He has been our rock. He has been the one guiding us. If God has not been our defense, the enemy would have destroyed us quickly in the year 2017. And as the year is rolling by little, remaining few minutes, I want your heart to think of the goodness of the Lord. I want your heart to think of what he has done for you. Number two, what is the implication of God on our side? Is that waters and problem of life would have swallowed us up. Psalm 124 verse 3 and 4. The waters of life would have swallowed us up. The waters of life, the problems of life. Then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, can you imagine the number of people that were angry with you this year and God did not allow them to kill you? Can you imagine the number of people that wanted you dead this year and God did not allow them to swallow you up? But I say to somebody here today, no plan of the wicked ones against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. In Lamentations 3, verse 22 and 23, Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, the Bible says, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. It's of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassion fail not. His compassion fail not. His mercies fail not. His goodness fail not. What a mighty God we serve. My prayer for you is that as we prepare to enter the new year, His compassion will never fail upon your life in the name of Jesus. His compassion will never fail upon your life in the name of Jesus. I am more convinced than ever that God is on your side. I am more convinced than ever before that God is right beside you. He's on your left, He's on your right. And that is why His compassion has not failed. Number three, what is the implication of God being on our side? Is that the proud and the wicked would have destroyed us quickly if not for God. The proud. Psalm 124 verse 5 and 6. The proud. Haven't you seen some people in the course of the year that when they talk to you as if they are the one that created you. They talk to you as if they are the ones that will determine the next move of God in your life. But God did not allow what they said, their predictions, to come to pass. The proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. There are some that are like sharks. Once you enter their mouth, they don't bother. They just swallow you up. But God did not allow them to be able to have their way in your life. And I know that He deserves a big hallelujah. Can you shout a big hallelujah? Can you shout a louder hallelujah? It is God that has not allowed them to destroy you. Also, what is the implication of God being on your side? Is that He has frustrated the agenda of the wicked. Isaiah 44 verse 25. Isaiah 44 verse 25. The Bible said, He frustrated the tokens of liars and He made diviners mad. He frustrated the tokens of liars. Those that wanted to lie against you in your place of work. Those that wanted to lie against you about your relationship. Those that wanted to lie against you. God frustrated the tokens of liars and He made diviners mad. And He turned wise men backward and made their knowledge foolish. The knowledge of your enemy were turned into foolishness in 2017. And it will be very, very worse for them in 2018. I say it will be very, very worse for them in 2018. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Also again, number five, what is the implication of God being on your side? Is that you escape the trap set up for you. Psalm 124 verse 7. You escape the trap. You escape the trap. They trap the wicked. They trap the powers of darkness set for you. You escape it. Whether na your mama set amo, jump and pass. Whether na your brother set amo, jump and pass. Every trap they set for you, you jumped it. Every satanic evil they set for you, you jumped it. You escaped it. You did not enter into the trap of the wicked. What they schemed for you, God did not allow you to be buried inside that trap. It takes only one trap for a reptile to be destroyed. Just one trap. It takes only one trap for a destiny to be killed. Just one trap. But you escaped it. And I pray for somebody here today, you will continue to escape every trap of the wicked. And number six, implication of God being on your side is that you have secured help and assistance. Psalm 124 verse 8, you secured help. How many of us secured God's help this year? If you secured God's help this year, let me see your hands up. You secured God's help this year. Wave your hands to Him in appreciation. You secured God's help. Listen to me. We are all benefactors of God's help. All of us standing here, sitting here and standing here today are recipients of His help. If you look deeply and look sincerely, you will see that you have received His help in diverse and numerous ways. And my prayer is that that help will never cease in the name of Jesus. I say that help will never cease in the name of Jesus. So in this minute, in this first session, we are going to be thanking Him again and appreciating Him. Listen to me. This is the praise tabernacle and we must not be tired of appreciating God. Every church has their own secret. This is our own secret. We know how to thank Him. We know how to appreciate Him. And that's why testimonies are never scanty in our midst. Listen, if you are not a thanksgiver, you are not our member. You are not a member of this commission. If by now you don't know how to thank God, if by now we are thanking God and you are on the phone chatting or you are on WhatsApp trying to say hello to somebody, you are not a serious human being. You are not a serious human being. Who knows you? Who do you know? It is when you do well and God bless you that people know you. I'm telling you, in my place, they say it is the hand that has what? Palm oil that men will lick with you. If it's a hand that has blood, they will never what? They will never come near you. It is when things are working out for you. It is hand that has icing sugar. Ice cream. There is upgrade now. So it's no longer palm oil. Okay, am I old school? Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. It is hand that has ice cream that people will live with you. So shut down your phone so that you will not shut down your life. Shut down your phone so that you know the phone you press from beginning of the year till now. You still want to continue to press it. I want you to press the button of appreciation. I want you to press the button of appreciation before we go into the next session of fire. And in that session, finally, the devil will be buried in your life. Every hand of Satan on your job, on your family, on your destiny shall be cut off forever in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.